Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
This morning on Local Focus, we got a bunny hop coming. That's right. It's the Kiwanis Bunny Hop, the annual bunny hop coming up on Saturday, April the 27th. Erica McGilly with the Kiwanis Club. Good morning.
Good morning. Great, thank you so much.
Great to have you here at our little radio station farmhouse this morning.
Well, thank you. This is such a beautiful spot. I'm loving being here.
Well, so good. Well, good. You'll have to come back sometime. So the Kiwanis Annual Bunny Hop. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, thank you. Basically, this is a 5K non-sanctioned run.
Okay.
We say run in parentheses because if you want, you can walk or skip or whatever.
Or hop,
uh-huh. Right, for all ages. And it's really meant to encourage families, kids especially, to get out and enjoy the spring. This year, we're doing it in conjunction with the WISE Healthy Kid Initiative.
Yeah.
So we feel that will broaden the number of people there already. And it's especially poignant for us this year because we are dedicating 100% of the proceeds to the Kiwanis Shoes and Socks Program. That's a program you probably have heard of it.
Uh-huh.
We've been doing it since 1955, where we provide brand new shoes and socks for underprivileged children throughout Henderson County. That's an important program to us, and the need keeps getting greater.
Yeah.
So we thought it would be an important thing to connect this fun event, running event, to providing athletic shoes for kids.
Sure.
And the reason that program is so important is not only does it provide shoes, which we all need,
yeah,
but in conjunction with Sherman Sports, they've been our partner for more than 20 years, those kids get to go and pick out, for many of them, the first pair of shoes they've ever gotten.
Wow.
I mean, measured and really waited on.
Yeah.
And we've heard from many people, particularly Becky Benedega,
yeah,
that people have come up to her later, years later, especially this nurse at a party, and said that it made a difference in her life. The self-confidence that gave her, it changed her life.
Isn't it interesting? Something that as simple as a pair of shoes for,
yeah,
those of us who, you know, who aren't in that situation.
Yeah.
Just a simple thing like a pair of shoes that you're able to go and pick out and get fitted for. And what a difference. It's so much more than what's on your feet. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, I hope people will come. It's going to be fun.
Okay. Yeah.
And we'll have refreshments for sale. And then we also have apple samples. I want to thank Arctic Apples and Hunter Automotive for being our platinum sponsors.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it without them.
Yeah.
And we have still many volunteer opportunities if people want to come or just cheer people on. It's going to be fun. Again, Patton Park is very accessible.
Yeah.
And I believe there's going to be some, what do you call those? Buses taking people places because of parking issues. Shuttles.
Sure, that's some it. Shuttles and transportation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, I couldn't think
no,
of that.
No, no, no. It's very good. It's awesome. So it's the 5th annual Bunny Hop.
Yes.
5K fun run, the
yes.
fun being the key word
yes.
there, at Patton Park coming up on Saturday the 27th at 10 a.m. $15 a person if you're 18 and older. For children 10 to 17, it's $5. Children under 10 are free with a participating a parent. Fantastic. And we can get more information by going to the Kiwanis website, hendersonvillekiwanis.org, right?
Correct.
And again, for folks to realize that 100% of the dollars raised, thanks to the sponsors, is going directly to the Shoes and Socks
Absolutely.
Program.
Absolutely. Exactly.
So while you're here, can you just tell us a little bit about Kiwanis in general?
Sure. Kiwanis is a service club that's been around almost 100 years.
Wow.
I know. What our mission is to serve children birth to 18. And so there are a myriad of things that we do, the Shoes and Socks program being one of them. But we also do the Terrific Kids program. We support programs, leadership building programs from elementary school up to through college. So the Builders Club, the Kiwanets,
uh-huh.
the Key Clubbers, this is a community that really has an amazing number of community-oriented clubs, and we're proud to be one of them.
Yeah.
What we've tried to do is say our niche is that taking care of those kids in those ages.
Yeah.
So we try to do scholarships and all those different types of things to help children along the way. We also do things with the Blue Ridge Babies.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really is birth to 18.
Yeah. And you've made it accessible for folks also because Kiwanis meets on Thursdays, correct?
Correct.
For lunch on Thursdays. But some folks aren't able to do that, but you've made it accessible now and you have another Kiwanis club, right?
Yes, we do.
Or part a branch, I guess.
Yes. We call it a satellite club.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Service First. And it's the first and third Wednesday of every month. And it's held at different places, sometimes places that serve food and beverages, and sometimes places like Bullington Gardens.
Okay.
Just to kind of get out in the community, support our local businesses, and it's frankly fun social experience for our members. And it was I love Service First because that's how I could participate in Kiwanis because I work full time.
Yeah.
So it really is an amazing adjunct to what we do on Thursdays at lunch. So we hope that somebody would consider coming to either one of those.
Sure, absolutely.
It's basically something that the more that you go, the more people that you meet that are committed to doing great things in the community,
yeah.
It's got to be fun.
Yeah. And a club like this, Kiwanis, is very much like anything. You know, you get out of it what you put into
Absolutely.
It. The folks who really put into it really get a lot out of it. And I was a member, Kiwanis member, for a number of years. So certainly do appreciate the work that Kiwanis does. Erica McGilly, thank you so much for joining us this
thank
morning.
You.
We want to remind folks again, the Kiwanis 5th Annual Bunny Hop 5K Fun Run is coming up Saturday, April the 27th at 10 a.m. at Patton Park. $15 for 18 and older, $5 for 10 to 17, ages 10 to 17, and free for children under 10 with participating parent. Get more information at hendersonvillekiwanis.org.
Perfect.
You ready for the bunny hop?
I'm ready.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Thank
Erica,
you.
Thanks so much. Thanks
thank
for spending
you.
Some time with us. And
thank
thanks
you.
For the work that you do with Kiwanis.
Well, thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And thanks to all of the Kiwanians out there who would do so much for our kids right here in Hendersonville and Henderson County. Once again, go to Hendersonville Kiwanis, all one word, hendersonvillekiwanis.org to find out more about how you can be involved in the 5th annual 5K fun run called Bunny Hop for the Kiwanis Club. Again, April 27th at 10 a.m. at Patton Park.